Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
So, Adam, how many bottles of wine have you had so far with this Kyrie news?
I'm pretty excited. I wish they were getting clobbered right now by Memphis.
Yeah, without Job. They're tough, man. They're really tough.
Dude, they're 14-2 when he sits.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Tyus Jones. Tyus Jones next.
Yeah.
This guy Desmond Bane looks like a linebacker.
Oh, he's huge. TCU.
Yeah. But, yeah, so I guess the news of the hour, the moment we've all been waiting for, Adam's definitely been waiting for.
You guys have it?
Kyrie back at the Clays.
Who said it wasn't going to happen? Juice, what happened?
What? No. I said Ben Simmons wasn't going to play.
That's
I
true.
He did. He did. And that's kind of looking pretty good.
That is looking really good.
I thought that, Kyrie, they would fix this. I thought it just didn't make sense anymore.
I didn't realize that the mandate was an every 5-day mandate. So it was like, it was every 5 days they just kept extending it. It wasn't like this long, one long thing. Just every 5 days it kept expiring and they just kept renewing it.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, neither did I. So tomorrow was like another benchmark point, and then if they just renewed it again, it would have just been 5 days after that. But the whole reason I think they uplifted it was because of the Mets and the Yankees.
Oh yeah, big time.
That's definitely
big part of it.
It's like baseball still kind of reigns supreme in New York because I really don't think if baseball wasn't about to start that this would be dropped.
Do you think it's that or? Because, Paul, you were saying, I didn't realize this, Judge, Stanton, some big names are not vaccinated.
Yeah, Scherzer.
Scherzer.
I don't know if that's 100% true, but it must be. I think Judge, from his comments, he's not answering it, so he must not be vaccinated.
Right.
But they said that there's a lot of baseball players who haven't done it. So they can't play in Canada, which also could affect Kyrie, right? If they play the Raptors.
Yes, which is a good chance they're gonna be playing the Raptors in a play-in.
But at least he'll get the he'll get the home games now. But if it comes down to now, I reject the notion. I don't know if you guys were listening before the game tonight, Jalen Rose saying no Ben Simmons, they're not going anywhere or they're not gonna win the East, whatever. I think that's nonsense. I don't think they need Simmons. I think he makes them better, but it remains to be seen, right? I mean, we don't know how he's going to gel with them.
I think now with Kyrie, even as an 8 seed, I think that, I would put them as the favorite, honestly.
Yeah.
Outside of maybe Milwaukee, I have a really good feeling that they're going to beat the rest of the teams in the East in a series. Milwaukee's obviously the one outlier, especially because they're playing better, they're getting healthier, and they're going to have home court. But, I feel like they're going to be able to handle Philly, Chicago, Miami. Outside of Milwaukee, I think they have a really good shot here to go pretty deep.
Boston?
Boston's really tough, too. Boston's really tough, too. But I still would give the Nets the edge in a 7-game series, considering they played last year. But I know, that Boston seems a little bit different. But I would still give the Nets a slight edge. I think that'd be a good series, but I would still give the Nets an edge.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you look at, with Simmons out, look how much guys like Bruce Brown, he's been killing it. So how much, do they really,
Right.
You don't know what you're going to get out of Simmons if he came back anyway, if he was healthy. I mean, he hasn't played in forever.
Right. Yeah, how nervous would he be? Anything you do in life, no matter whether it's, working out or lifting or, going back to your job, literally anything, you're always going to be rusty or a little nervous in the beginning. And him especially, imagine just being thrown into a playoff race or the playoffs. like after everything he's gone through. So it's almost better off.
Yeah,
you know.
I don't even know if you if he comes back. I don't know if you start him.
Probably not. I mean,
yeah, I think maybe he comes off the bench. I think you need at least 3 or 4 regular season games with him before you commit to something like that.
Absolutely, absolutely. But Kyrie's back. Home games. When's the last home game he played? Because he was hurt in the playoffs, right? I mean, has it been a year almost?
It would have to be game 2 against Milwaukee.
Okay, so he was
when they,
playing
that game where they won by like 40 points.
Okay,
gotcha. Yeah, then he got hurt. He got hurt on the road in, you know, game 3.
So that
game
was
4.
So that was last May. Was that May?
Yeah, last May.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So he hasn't set foot. Well, he set foot on Barclays floor, but he hasn't played basketball on Barclays floor in 10 months. That's pretty amazing. That's wild, actually. So Sunday, right? Sunday they host the Hornets.
Yeah, Sunday against Charlotte.
Yeah,
Charlotte.
Yeah.
You gonna go, Adam?
And Charlotte's a game behind them in the standings, so that's a pretty big one.
Oh wow, yeah, yeah. Are you gonna go?
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna look at tickets, see if they're not too crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. Why not?
Nice little touch of the game. Head over there. Why see what's not? Up.
But yeah, Juice, I think you're right about Benny Boy not playing.
Yeah, I think it's just been too much time. And, everybody, I think, jumped to the gun. It was just like an easy take to say that, he's kind of standing behind this mental health issue that he said he had back in Philly. But now it's coming out that he really does have a slipped disc in his back, which back in basketball is very serious. I think the first example I saw of that was Larry Johnson back in his heyday.
Oh, yeah.
He's just you got to take it seriously, because if it's really hurt, you have no explosion. You're not the same guy. So they'll take their time. They want him back healthy. They have him for, what, another 3 years? So really the only one left to lock up right now is Kyrie, right?
Yeah, it would be Kyrie.
Yeah, so
they said Simmons had an epidural, which I learned is a very big needle.
Yes,
they give it. I think they give it to pregnant ladies, right? When the pain is so much.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yep. Katie got that. I'll never forget it. It was. I had to leave the room and walk around the hospital, but it made her feel better. So. Terrifying.
Yeah, okay.
Terrifying. Yeah. But yeah, so, I mean, the East playoffs, I can't wait. Like, I was just watching, I know Memphis is, a West Coast team, but, like, I feel like we're getting so close here, and I just think the East is so competitive. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be really fun, because the East hasn't been this competitive in a long, long time. Probably since the 90s.
You could probably argue 7 teams could potentially win it.
Yes, agreed. I'm trying to think what's the team. Maybe Toronto's on the outside looking in, but every other team is got some sort of. I think the Sixers are. I don't know. They've looked terrible lately. Terrible.
Harden first. Bro.
Yep, the Harden effect. Yep.
It was so obvious that was going to happen. I think we all knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Guy's just not a winning
fans,
player.
Those fans are going to turn on him so quick.
Oh, yeah.
You mentioned seven teams, and then you're saying, like, the outlier is Toronto, which, that scares me a bit, because these are supposed to be Toronto's down years, and they still have one of the best basketball minds.
I know.
So if they're in their down years and they're making the playoffs still and competing – that's bad news.
That is bad news.
Yeah.
Once they make some savvy trades or maybe sign some people, they're going to be back in it. Toronto, I mean, having Masai Ujiri is really, really great for them.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the better.
Can I give the god a pat on the back here for the Chicago projection? I don't think any of us wavered off of that, even though when they were in first place. And I would say they're I'm gonna rule them out too. I'm gonna go ahead and say that Chicago.
Yeah, you're
win
right.
This year,
you know what? You're right. I think Caruso. They're missing one of their best perimeter defenders. LaVine was hurt for a little. Is he still hurt? What's going on with LaVine? Is he back?
I think he's back, but Lonzo's out.
Lonzo's out. Yeah.
Vucevic hasn't been real good. Yeah.
Lonzo got that surgery, but I think, like, I was reading also that he didn't need that to have that surgery. Shoot,
really?
But he got it. Yeah, he didn't need to have it, but he got it.
He's been hobbled for... Yeah, he's been hobbled on and off for a few years now.
It's like whole career, like. I feel like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I guess, yeah.
I follow some Bulls fans on Twitter, and most of them are ready to put Vucevic on the cross.
Really?
Yeah, they hate him.
Yeah, he's been bad.
They're like, he's the reason they're losing. He's like their scapegoat.
Yeah.
For whatever reason. Maybe it's the defense, I don't know.
Who's guarding DeAnthony Melton? He has 20 points?
Yeah, he can't miss. He's made every single three.
What is going on?
He killed the Knicks last time they played,
too. He's good, though.
He's good, yeah. Nice role player. Yeah.
Speaking of Knicks, I'm going to call it right now. They're up 99-90. They were up 20 earlier in this game, and I've had it on the entire since it started. They will lose this game, probably. They're up by 9 right now. With 11 minutes, they'll choke.
I'm not going to lie to you. Know, I just remembered they were on.
Do you know what record was broken tonight by Nick?
Fournier.
Yeah, I was shocked.
Don't Google Fournier. Yeah, pretty sad that, you know, a guy that we like wanted gone at the trade deadline just broke the 3-point record for all time Knicks in a season.
Starks, right?
Yeah, he beat Starks. I thought JR.
That's big. That's big time.
It is. I thought JR had that record, but I guess not. I guess he wasn't there long enough. So, yeah.
Right.
I mean, listen. I think Fournier is a good player. Like, he'd be great for the... Like, you'd like him on the Nets right now, right, Adam? I mean, fill kind of that Joe Harris.
Yeah, off the bench, I would take him.
Yeah, right? Like, hit some threes. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, he can get hot, but...
I don't think he's bad. You can't rely on him on defense. Like, he can't be like your... Like, he's more of like a... If he's hot, he's in there. If he's not, then he's not. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like he's a streak shooter off the bench.
I think the Knicks were, like, hopeful he'd be, like, the second guy, which is, like, he is not the second guy.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah. That's not happening. The Knicks, it's what can we say, right? I mean, the hope, it sounds like Thibs is staying for at least one more year. I gotta think I mean you never know, but we gotta think Randall's good as gone, right? I mean, after that little hissy fit he had, he's had like 4 incidents with the refs now this season. After the game the other day, who are they playing? I forget.
Utah,
where he went off at the ref and got in it with Gobert, and he's just been
he got fined for that one.
Yeah,
big money,
$25,000, right?
He's screwed. I mean, right? He's already lost the fans, even going back to the Atlanta series last year.
Yep,
he lost a lot of fans there. What did he say? Did he say shut the F up?
Yes.
To the fan?
Yep.
Like something, right?
Earlier this season.
The thumbs down.
The thumbs down.
Yeah. Right. So he lost even more fans there. I don't think his teammates like him at all. He did that disrespectful thing in the Lakers game when he slapped the coach's like iPad from him when he's trying to help him out.
Yep.
So I don't think a lot of the coaches probably want him around. I mean, who's in his corner?
Thibs.
Thibs just putting on Tibbs just putting on a front until the offseason to keep, you know, a little cohesion, or is he really standing by him? Because I can't see anyone. How is he going to stay here? It's gone. Like, the relationship is, it's frayed. It's done.
Yeah, he doesn't. I don't think he has a Nick fan in his corner at all. I truly think the only person who likes him is Thibodeau. Thibodeau's obviously loves him. Obsessed with him. Like, he could do no wrong in Thibs' eyes, unfortunately. And,
right.
You know, the one silver lining on this Knicks season, I think, is RJ Barrett. I think he is going to be the guy moving forward. Paul, I think you sent the Brandon Tierney tweet earlier. Shouts to BT. What was it about his per and his effective field goal percentage? Is really bad. It's like bottom of the league. But...
He needs a point guard.
He needs a point guard, and I think he needs the keys. He needs to be the guy, because Randall is just... I feel like he screws him up. You know, he'll get hot, and then Randall, you know, wants to take the shots. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but...
I don't necessarily... I don't know if I believe that Tibbs really loves him. I just think he probably is going to go with the guys that are the best players on the team, and he's... I mean... We want to see development, and we want to see young guys like Obi play.
I admit I was excited when he was starting last night and getting some minutes, but I mean, Randall right now is still much better, exponentially better than Obi Toppin. So he's just giving him the minutes. But I wasn't disappointed when I heard Tibbs was probably coming back. I'm more disappointed with the front office, and I think the pressure needs to be on them. This is a big offseason. If they don't make some big time moves and we get back in the mix for competing for playoffs, then they got a clean house all over again, and it's bad. I am going to go the other way with it, though. I kind of disagree. I think they're going to look to complement Randall, meaning maybe they might trade to some of the young guys or get a point guard. Or like I think the name that they're going to get is Miles Turner from Indiana.
I can see that.
Just to piggyback a little bit off of what Josh said, I agree with what you're saying, Josh. I think that he feels like he's married to Randall a little bit because, you know, Randall was the guy that they rode last year. But ever since they announced that Thibodeau is staying, it feels like Randall's been sitting, right, with various injuries.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't play yesterday.
Oh yeah, he doesn't.
I'm wondering if maybe this was kind of like a, hey, Tibbs, like, your job is safe. Let's see what we have here with some of these other guys at the end of the year, now that we kind of let go of the rope, and then make a decision based off of that.
That's a good point.
That's kind of what I'm gathering.
That's a good point.
I could see that.
Yeah.
And the way they played tonight, hey, I would not rush him back at all.
No,
you know, let him.
Yeah, I would honestly, if it was me, I would say let's just rest Randall the rest of the year, see what we have with these young guys, and then figure out whether we want to go with Randall or we want to go the other way, because it's like two conflicting things. Like, do you want to go with Randall and try to compete now, or do you want to just kind of go the other direction and just see if we can get a youth movement in here? So that's what I think is going to happen.
Yeah.
Yep.
So Juice, with you thinking they're going to keep Randall, I mean, that means that there's probably not going to be a big deal out there. Because if they're trying to see what they have with the young guys and they like what they have with the young guys, they're not going to make a big trade for a Dame or, you know.
No, I think the potential is there for that Damian. I think Damian Lillard is probably the most likely one, just because he's older. There's nothing left in Portland except for him.
Yeah.
So they might be on a rebuild. So I think the move is picks quickly, Obi, and something else, maybe to kind of give that to Portland, give them a little hope. And then maybe we can pry Dame Lillard. But the problem with that is I also think Dame Lillard has been very injured the last couple of years, and he's on the wrong side of 30. But maybe you need to do that to get, get wins in here and make this place a more attractive place for free agents. I don't believe that they're going to get Bradley Beal. I don't also believe that they're going to get Donovan Mitchell or any other, you know, pipe dream out there. So I think that's the way it's going to be. Like, the biggest move would be Damian Lillard, which would be exciting, but I think the basketball purists would know, he's a little bit banged up and he's older. And I think maybe they could try to pry away Miles Turner, but then again, if you're going to get Lillard, what else do you have to give?
Right. Right.
I think you could get Mitchell. I think you could get Mitchell, but it's going to cost you battery.
Yeah, which they don't want to do. You know, I think RJ is probably the most untouchable player on the team. I got to think, right? I mean, he's kind of the franchise player at this point.
If you could grab Mitchell for Barrett and Obi and a couple of picks, I think you got to do it, though.
Yeah, you would do it.
I can't stand Randall at this point. I want him gone so bad. And I think he wants to be gone. Like, I don't know.
No, I disagree with that. I think he loves New York. MSG, and they've treated his family really well. He's just had a rough go with bad decisions that he's made, whether it be like, knocking that iPad out of the coach's hands, or, you can't lose the fans. That's the number one thing. You don't stick your thumb down at them. This is New York, right? They're going to love you one minute, hate you the next, and then you're going to do well and they're going to love you again. And he's not from here. He's got to learn that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough to come back from that, what he did.
I don't know. It's going to be a very intriguing offseason. Obviously, see what we can get in the lot, you know, if we get the ping pong balls going. Who's the big free agents? Is DeAndre Ayton a free agent this summer?
I think so, yeah.
He's restricted.
He's restricted. Yeah, but
he's restricted. Okay. He didn't get his max deal, but he's restricted.
Yeah,
I think he's going to get big money though. DeAndre Ayton's one of their, you know, cornerstone pieces for that their title run.
Yeah,
yeah.
It was weird though why he didn't get the extension, but something to look at. And then Bradley Beal's restricted too, right?
No, so Beal's unrestricted, but Washington's ready to give him like 220 something million.
Yeah, they want
five for 5 years.
It's contracts.
They want to make
my God. Player.
Yeah, but from what I understand, the Sixers are like in the mix with that.
Interesting. Beal and Harden,
like a sign in trade involving like maybe Maxey or obviously Harris is gonna have to go to make money, but it would be like a Beal, Harden, and Embiid kind of big three.
Got you. Hey. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what the Knicks are gonna do. You know, if they just have a rebuild, another rebuild season, or
you know what's gonna happen. I have a prediction that this may happen, and I don't see this working out well. Is that they would somehow get Zion Williamson?
Well, I knew you were gonna say that. you saw the footage of him. What was that like on his Instagram story? Him,
he almost broke the wood on the floor.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, I don't know if he's back from that play, but it looked pretty good. But yeah, he's out this season. I mean, he missed the whole season. It's crazy. He's only played 82. It was this supposed to be his third year, right? He's only played 82 games in 3 years. So,
yeah.
I don't know. But with that being said, I'd trade for him.
I understand that his foot he's still healing from his foot, but man, there's got to be stuff he can do where he can burn calories. Get him in a swimming pool and have him swim laps or do something, you know?
Yeah.
He's still fat. He's still big.
Yeah, how about an air bike? Yeah?
Anything. I mean, he was...
Put him on a diet.
Yeah. Is he going to turn into, is he going to turn into Barkley? Like, that big?
Yeah,
it could be worse. Barkley wasn't that big until at the end of his career, and even then he wasn't that big. He looks like he's gonna be Sean Kemp, Cleveland Cavaliers, like after the lockout.
Woof.
Yeah,
you know, that's how that looks.
Yeah,
it's kind of crazy that a 300-pound dude could do like the shit that he does.
It is pretty remarkable.
It doesn't even make
sense.
When
he's healthy,
he defies the laws of physics.
Yeah, when he's healthy, I mean he's a freak. I mean the things he can do on the court, pretty amazing. But I don't know. That's going to be the big if.
That's the thing. He's too heavy, and that's why his foot is fracturing in every place. He's not meant to be that heavy, you know. So I think that's why he's having foot injuries, and soon it'll be knee problems and back problems and whatever else. But
right,
yeah, I don't know.
I had an idea for a Randle trade. Actually, I wanted to talk to you.
Let's hear it.
You guys about. Okay, so this would be full youth movement. Okay, if you to Chicago, you get Kobe White, Patrick Williams, and a first round pick back, and to match the money. So you get Kobe White. Maybe he's your point guard of the future. He gets a second chance. He was the fifth pick of the night. So kind of like when the Nets got Russell, it didn't work out for him in LA. Maybe it works out for him in New York. Same deal with Chicago with Kobe White. You get Patrick Williams, who's consistently injured, but he's looked good at points.
Yeah.
And you pair those guys with Barrett, and you get another first-round pick out of it. What do you guys think of that?
I don't think you're going to get a better deal than a similar deal like that. Two young players and a pick.
I'd do it in a second.
You're not going to get a star for Randall, obviously. So that's what you got to do. Kind of take flyers on young guys with talent and a pick and hope to develop them and draft another good one because his value is not super high right now. That's for sure.
Sign me up. I'm down. Let's do it. Handshake. Come on, Leon.
Let's go.
Send in the paperwork.
Yeah, I'd do it. What about you, Juice? Would you do that?
I'm high on Patrick Williams. I do think if he's able to overcome his little injury, his injury bug, yeah, I'm very high on it. He's got a little Kawhi in this game.
Yeah.
But it all comes down to player development. You know, the coaches and the organization's got to get these guys much better.
Yeah, Kobe White, he lit up the Knicks not too long ago. What was that like? Was it last season?
I really
or two
like
seasons
him.
Ago? Yeah.
I really like Kobe White. I just feel like he's the odd man out in Chicago.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Once they brought Lonzo in, yeah, kind of odd man out there.
Lonzo, LaVine, DeRozan, Caruso,
what made you,
and then it was all of a sudden.
I mean, I know you have an obsession with the Bulls, but what made you think of that?
I don't know. I have no idea. Because I was thinking about if you were going to trade Randle, what would you want? And then the Randle situation kind of reminded me of the situation with the Nets with Brook Lopez, where it was like, yeah, he was putting up numbers and it was pretty good, but where, you know, if you feel like you're kind of on a treadmill a little bit.
Yeah.
So if you're going to trade him, you want to trade him for some youth. And in this case with the Nets, when they traded him for D'Angelo Russell, it was like, okay, he's kind of like a guy who was drafted pretty high, but then it didn't work out. So it's like a second chance, change of scenery. And he's shown flashes. So that's why I was like, you know what? Kobe White kind of fits the bill. He's the fifth pick in the draft. And if you plug Randle into Chicago with kind of what they're doing with DeRozan and LaVine, I think it makes more sense to have Randle there versus with the Knicks.
Yeah, because then he's...
That was kind of my thought process.
Then he's like the third guy, which, let's be honest, that's what he is. He's like a third guy on a good team, I think.
Yeah, he could have his nights. He could have his nights where he has his 30-10s and stuff like that, but then he can kind of take a backseat on other nights when LaVine's got it going.
Because he does, I mean, he has nights where he puts up triple-doubles or close to triple-doubles. He could get his assists and rebounds. He could be like a triple threat. He doesn't really do much on defense, doesn't show a lot of effort. But, yeah, good third guy, like really solid third guy on the team. So sign me up for that one. I'd do that. But, yeah, I think there's a trade out there. You know, I think I've mentioned before, you know, maybe him going back to Dallas where he's from. I'm sure he'd love that. And we get, you know, Jalen Brunson, a pick, and... I don't know. I like Finney. What's his name?
Dorian Smith? Finney Smith.
Finney Smith. Yeah. I like him. I'd love him. You know, something like that. I don't know. So, yeah. It's all.
He's gone. Just get him out of here.
Get him out of here. Yeah. So.
And, you know, with the flat lottery odds, I mean, you never know. You could end up at the top of the draft.
Yeah.
We're due for some good luck.
We're
right?
due,
some...
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll. That leads me to March Madness. What are you guys' thoughts? Juice, you're doing well. Your bracket, you know, right? You wanted me to...
Wow. You know, top picks. I had Arizona still alive, and then everyone else is dead.
I had Auburn. They're gone. So
I had Kentucky, Bama, and Iowa. All one and done.
Yeah, pretty... Pretty brutal. I don't know about the rest of you guys. Adam, actually, so we're all in your pool, but you didn't make it into your pool. What's
I don't know. You know, I filled out my bracket in I guess I had duplicate brackets, one in another thing, and then I filled out the wrong one. But I had Tennessee winning it all anyway,
okay. So
it didn't really work out for me either way. So
got you.
But I've hit a couple parlays this weekend.
Oh, nice.
How'd you do?
Do share. Let's hear it. That. I want to hear it because
yeah,
I lost my parlay.
I was down at AC. So I hit, the first one I hit was Carolina and UCLA the first week, the first day. And then on the second day, I hit UNC first half in the over. I hit it by a point. We were in AC. We were at the sports book going crazy. We hit it by a point with 0.3 seconds left on the clock in the first half.
Oh, my God. Wow.
And wow. Then the third day, I hit a three-gamer, which was the day before that, I hit Miami, Ohio State, and what was the third team? There was a third team in there. So, yeah, I hit a three-gamer that day and then a three-gamer on the last day. So, yeah, I haven't hit four parlays in 4 years, and then I hit four parlays in 3 days.
What a weekend. God damn.
Yeah, it was good. It was fun.
You're having a good March Madness. All right. Very good.
I was in AC, though. I gave a lot of it back in blackjack.
Oh. Well, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Of course. But yeah, tourney's actually been, it's been fun. It's been fun. I haven't watched any.
Peacocks.
What happened?
St. Pete is the Peacocks.
Oh, yeah. Shout outs to Jersey City. Stand up. Does it end? Paul Strader, does it end Sweet 16, Elite 8? What's going on?
They're playing Purdue, so.
Oh, Ivy.
They got some, like, animals on that team. They're too big. Yeah. Purdue should end them. But they're only favored by like 12. I thought it'd be like closer to 18. Something like that.
That high?
Yeah.
You know?
Wow.
So, yeah, I think it ends here, but I mean, this is something that, you know, they'll always have for sure. I think they said they're going to get like tens of millions of dollars just from this run for the college, which looks like they need. It's like a tiny, they have like a couple. Yeah. Couple buildings on a block in Jersey City.
Crazy.
It's insane.
Crazy. Yeah.
Their gym looked like Felix Festa.
It did, right?
That was cool. I couldn't believe it. I was like, that's their gym?
Yeah, Calipari lost to them. That's like, oof.
I love their coach.
That was nuts. Shaheen Holloway.
Yeah.
Legend.
Yeah. New York City legend. Yeah. I love the coach. And yeah, I didn't even know they existed until a few days ago.
I'm well aware of them. They're in the MAC, so I'm hoping they get smoked tomorrow. I hope Purdue beats them by 100.
Yeah, yeah. I forgot that
kid with the mustache got a deal with a wing company or something, like a sponsorship.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Yeah.
Oh yeah, Buffalo Wild Wings. That's what it was.
He got a Buffalo Wild Wings deal.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Unbelievable. Can you imagine? Like, oh my god. Talk about your 15.
He played a very punchable face.
Bergen Catholic.
He does have a
really?
Punchable face.
Oh,
Bergen Catholic. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
He's from Nutley.
Nutley. Okay. Shout out.
Who's been your favorite player of the tournament, guys?
Oof. Favorite player.
Let's see. Probably Drew Timmy with his little.
Oh
porn
yeah, he's been awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Wait, is that the guy? St. Peter's?
No,
he's
the Gonzaga big man.
Oh, okay. Not Chet?
No, the other one. He's been there for a while. He's the most important player. He's got the funny mustache, the headband. You've seen him.
Oh, okay.
What about Mountain Man Larry Bird on UNC?
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. The Viking?
Oh, yeah, that guy. Yeah.
He's been killing it. Did you see that? Were you watching that game live for the comeback or no?
I missed it. I was out. I got back for like overtime, I think. So I missed that whole thing.
They were missing so many free throws down the stretch.
Juice, what did you think? Did you think he should have got thrown out? Because I felt like the guy who, like, I don't know, he wants to be like Cisco with his like pink hair and I don't know.
He was antagonizing
everything.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm with you.
Yeah, he got a dead ball in the first half too when he tried to like leg lock.
If that guy got hurt, they're throwing him out of the game right away. So like, oh, just because he didn't get hurt, they just gave him a tech. But like, he could have really like fucked up that guy's leg.
Yeah, that wasn't cool.
The intent was there. Cool. That was so dirty.
So dirty.
Yeah, that was a wild game though. Came from 25 down.
The most polarizing player who I'm always just watching, and I still don't know if his game translates to the next level or not, is Paolo on Duke.
Banquero?
Yeah, just like I his body and the way he moves and his stroke and everything, it's like great for his game now, and I'm always watching him kind of trying to get hyped about him, but I don't know. Like, I don't know if he's like an unathletic, like a less athletic Carmelo, or like a mix of Glenn Robinson, or if he like Derek Coleman. I don't know.
He's
I'm worried it might be Jabari Parker.
Yeah,
that's the scary thing.
I did notice that he's a great passer. He had a couple passes against Michigan State that were phenomenal, like really good court vision, which I was impressed by that because I thought he was I admittedly didn't watch a lot of him this season. I thought he was just like a ball hog, you know, just kind of like a mellow, but he's a willing passer. I don't know. I have no idea what he's going to be. I have no idea what any of these guys are going to be. Like the top
I like
four.
I think he's going to be good, Paolo. I think he's going to be a good scorer. I like that he rises to the occasion, it feels like. In that Michigan game, like it seemed like they were going down, and he really was like, he made a couple plays on defense, he made a couple shots, and I'm like, wow, this guy really, he came up big when it mattered. So I definitely like him. And I think all these guys at the top of the draft, all three of them, I think I have a chance to be pretty good.
Well, what three?
His game will
Jabari
translate
Smith
better to the pros.
Okay. You think it'll translate well, Paul Strader?
Yeah, I think his game will. Banchero. How do you pronounce it? Banchero or Banchero?
I think Banchero. That sounds more Italian. Sure. Banchero sounds like Hispanic.
Banchero. Yeah.
Because he's Italian,
so
right?
So I think, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I think his he'll be a better pro, actually, with the game more like wide open.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, yeah. Kind of a, like a yeah. I think he could be good. I think Ivy could be good. I guess his shooting is what remains to be seen, right? I haven't watched enough of him, admittingly.
Which is yeah, it's improving, but yeah, has a little.
And then
Chet, a way to go.
Jabari, I think, will be good. I mean, Auburn, you know, is what it is. They, I guess, they didn't have much else on the team. I don't even know why the fuck I took them. I guess just to be different. But
yeah.
But Chet, he's the biggest wild card, right? I mean, this guy could be, you know, the next Giannis. I don't know, or he could be the next Porzingis. You know, whatever, you know, whatever you want to, you know,
right.
See there.
Well, I was watching Chet those first couple games, and I just kept thinking, you know, everyone always talks about like how high like a guy's ceiling is. I feel like Chet has like a high floor, because like I think no matter what happens with him, even if he doesn't develop at all in offense, he's gonna be able to he could move his feet on defense, so he could switch, and he's gonna be able to block shots. And at that point, I think you're gonna be able to stick him in the middle, and because he could shoot a little bit also. Like, he's going to be able to play for a long time, even if he doesn't really become a star. So I think you have a high floor with Chet.
Agreed. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
How long is it going to take him to gain weight?
That's the
2 years?
Yeah, that's a good question.
That's the thing. Yeah.
I mean, he scares me how skinny he is. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, he's definitely an awkward-looking dude, for sure. So what's he going to look like in 5-10 years? No idea. No idea.
But he knows how to play. He's like extremely smart.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll give him that. I mean, he can handle the ball. You know, he can kind of do it all. I mean, there's really nothing he can't do.
The three's not dropping, but he's got a nice stroke.
Yeah. He does have a nice stroke, yeah. But I feel like no one shoots like for a good percentage really in college. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah.
But yeah, does Duke make a, you know, one last run for Coach K? Nope.
Okay. They're done. Tech is going to beat them. They should have lost on Sunday.
I know. Michigan State had them. I know. That was unfortunate. I had Michigan State.
Yeah, that was a brutal beat.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes. Next time we pod, will it be before the Final Four or after the Final Four? I forget. But anything else on
leading up to the Final Four?
Yeah. Anything else on the tourney that we?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the point guard on Miami, Isaiah Wong. Have you guys seen this guy?
He's the man. He's from Jersey.
He looks like Derrick Rose.
He's great.
He's so athletic. It's unbelievable.
I think he's a sophomore. He was a big time recruit. He's a pro for sure. He's gone into this.
Yeah, I don't know why I didn't hear his name more this year. I was like, holy.
Yeah, I've never heard of him.
Crazy athlete.
Those are the type of guys you see like in a year or two and you're like, what the hell? And he's averaging 25 a game or whatever. Like scoring really well. And you're like, why wasn't this guy talked about as much like coming out of the draft? He just knows. He knows how to score. He's legit.
Yeah, he's easily the best athlete in the whole tournament.
Yeah, he dunked on Jabari.
Yeah, he had a banger on Jabari.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yeah. Wait, so he's a freshman?
Sophomore.
Oh, is he going to declare? Is he going to the draft?
He'll be gone. Yeah, he's going to leave this year. I think after this run, too, for sure.
Yeah, after the tournament run, you got to think, right?
Will he be lottery?
I'm not sure. I would take him in the first.
I don't know.
Okay.
I definitely would.
Something to look for. Something to look out for.
He's pretty big, too. He's like 6'4", 6'5".
Okay. Good size.
Oh, wait a minute. Did the Hornets need this game or no? This is weird.
Yeah, this is big for them.
Wow.
Knicks playing spoiler. Good.
Well, yeah, they can only play spoiler now. So they, you know, blew it last night, but whatever. What are you going to do?
For sure.
What are you going to do? So, I, you know, we got to transition to NFL. This offseason has been lit, to say the least. Holy shit.
Every day is it's an off season into itself. Every day.
Yeah. It's been wild. So I think since we did the last pod, Brady came back, right? Did we talk about, I don't think we talked about that in the last one, did he? Did we? Was that after the last one?
What was the last thing that happened? Like was it Rodgers or
No, Russell Wilson trade.
Oh, okay.
And so Rodgers. And the Rodgers signing. So that just happened. And then I guess after that, Brady decided to come back.
So I guess I'll preface it. Let me read the list. All right. We got, and this is in no order, we got Tyreek Hill traded, Russell Wilson traded, Davante Adams traded, Deshaun Watson traded, Tom Brady unretired, Aaron Rodgers returned to the Packers, Von Miller got 6 years and 120 when everyone thought he was washed, Carson Wentz was traded, Khalil Mack was traded, Amari Cooper was traded, Matt Ryan was traded, Baker Mayfield asked for a trade, Julio Jones was cut, and last but definitely not least, Calvin Ridley was suspended for a year for gambling on a parlay.
Oh my God. That's it.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
This is why the NFL reigns supreme.
I mean, but
the knock on the NFL was back in the day that they needed to be like the NBA. There wasn't enough trades or big free agent signings or nobody switching teams. And now this is like, this is WWE.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's always, you're right. It's always been about, you know, the crazy NBA offseason, you know, on Twitter and in the summer and now this spring. I mean, it's been one day after. I mean, today with the Tyreek Hill stuff, because the Jets were in contention with the Dolphins. I mean, for that like hour or two, it was like intense. Like we were just like back and forth, you know. Fortunately, Jets couldn't make it happen.
I was so hoping the Jets would get him just for this podcast.
Right, right. I mean, we could still talk about it. We could still kind of, yeah. But yeah, we probably would have led the podcast with that news potentially if they
the
got
difference.
Him.
The difference was, I think the Jets didn't offer the first rounder, but they
accepted the deal though.
They had no. I think they had both packages on tape. Then it was up to Tyreek Hill,
but like yeah, it's yeah. Not, they, I think what they happened, they said, like, they accepted the deals. Now they're like, Tyreek, you pick where to go. We're accepting either offer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't love him signing for that much money, but the picks I'm like, whatever about. Because, this, you know, even if the Jets were like, you know, we'll give you 10, the 10th pick, include it in the package. The 10th pick, I bet you, will be a wide receiver anyway, so I don't really care about that. But I think I like it that the Jets didn't get him because they don't have to pay him all that. Tying all that money to him is crazy.
Yeah, especially at this stage of their build. You know, it just seems like they're a couple years away before they start paying receivers that much money and clogging up their cap.
Right. Because he's going to be the highest paid in history, right?
Yeah.
And then you're strapped for cash if, like, you know, God forbid for your sake that, you know, if Zach Wilson's not good, you almost have to draft another quarterback instead of going to sign somebody because you just don't have enough money.
Right.
Yep.
And he's what, 28? Tyreek Hill, you know, maybe he's got a few more seasons, right? Because he's the type of player, he's not like this big possession receiver. He's all about speed. Right. So
once the speed goes, it's over.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to go. It'll go quick. When he does go, it's going to be a quick drop off.
Yeah.
The trend, the way the NFL is going right now, is it's almost like, and I don't know if it's, you know, a fad or whatnot, teams are building, organizations are building their team with strong defenses, good linemen, wide receivers, and then the last thing is like they add the quarterback, and the quarterback might be a free agent signing or a trade or something like that. Whereas I think in the previous years, it was always get the quarterback first, and then oh shit, we don't have money for a defense. So then, yeah, you have a team like Peyton Manning's Colts where everything is great except the defense, and then he can't get over the hump and win, you know, big games. I don't know.
Yeah.
No, you're right. It's kind of like what the Rams did this year. Like they've been good for so long, and they finally got that final piece, and it was Stafford.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. So Dolphins get him. It remains to be seen if Tua's going to be able to get the ball to him. Adam, is Mike excited?
Tua's got to be the biggest winner of the offseason. They just picked up an all-pro guard, and they get Hill. It's like he's back in Alabama again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is, yeah, Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle. That's got to be the fastest, maybe the fastest receiving corps in the history of the league.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
And I do love that they got Bridgewater, because if Tua just tanks, if he sucks, then
yeah, you can always plug him in.
Oh, I didn't even know they got Bridgewater. That's
yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That's I mean, I think he should start over Tua, to be honest with you. I mean, you know.
Yeah, but yeah, I think Miami fans mostly are out on Tua. But yeah. I mean, in this situation, if he could just manage the game with those two weapons, and then I mean they re-signed Gesicki too, the tight end. Who he was a pretty good tight end last year, so
yeah.
I think there's potential there to be good at least.
I got
It's set up for a quarterback to be okay.
So I have some insider news about the Dolphins and Tom Brady. You guys want to hear it?
Ooh,
oh boy, what happened here? Ooh. Breaking news.
So I have a coworker whose relative, either an uncle or cousin, I forget, is either the NFL attorney or one of the top NFL attorneys. So he's plugged in and knows all the gossip, all the whatever. And he was telling my coworker that after Brady supposedly retired, he was talking with the Dolphins, not only about being their quarterback, but about being a minority owner.
What?
And really? when that didn't work out, he decided, oh, I'll come back and play quarterback for the Bucks.
Huh. Wow, that's crazy.
Very interesting. Wow.
So, yeah. Yeah. So, and that's a pretty good source. That's you know, the NFL attorney or one of them who, you know, knows all that type of shit. So, yeah, Brady could have been the first owner/player, I guess, in NFL history, or unless, you know, back in the day that happened. I don't know. Maybe one of the Packers was able to do that. But, yeah, that would have been crazy. So,
wow.
What could have been?
Breaking news on the Godfather.
Yeah. Yeah. That would have been...
You know what? Tyreek Hill, pretty good consolation prize. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But think about how crazy that would have been. Brady back in the AFC East, playing the Pats twice a year, Jets twice a year, on the Dolphins. And being part of...
He'd be like Michael Myers for the Jets.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Exactly, no!
But,
It's nice to see NFL players getting their money, though. For years, I've been saying that, man, these guys... Always, you know, if you're in the NFL, you're guaranteed to have a surgical procedure. Yeah, I always say that. Is there any NFL player that... But, like, not a punter, not a kicker, but any other position... In your life, they have to. In their lives, they have to go and lay down on an operating table, and they have major issues and injuries and all this stuff later on in life. Finally, they get some money.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. It's pretty much a guarantee. You know, pretty much a guarantee. You're either gonna have a head problem or something's gonna be a knee or something.
Yeah.
So where is I guess the last I guess big name is Baker Mayfield. Where's he going?
You know, when he wrote that letter, I was like, how could anyone sign this guy and be a starter? You know, like, he hadn't even lost his job yet, and he's, like, thanking the city of Cleveland on Twitter, and I'm like, this guy is just such a...
Yeah, that was weird. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the only place that makes sense is Seattle, really, right?
Yeah. Seattle. I was thinking Indy before Matt Ryan, but Indy didn't want him. So, yeah, Seattle's got to be the only really logical place left, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Because Atlanta... I don't think I know they need a quarterback, but that doesn't seem like a fit.
They're more of in a rebuild. They probably want to draft a quarterback.
Yeah.
If nobody wants him and they're committed to getting rid of him and selling for cheap, maybe they could call Detroit and say, "Hey, we're not asking for much."
Oh wow.
But other than that, I kind of did this exercise.
What about the G-man?
No, I don't want him. I don't want him.
I think I'm good.
Yeah, that would be hilarious.
I took all 32 teams and I lined them up and said, okay, let me find a spot for them. And Seattle was the only one. And I said Detroit, if they could give up almost nothing. And Indy got Matt Ryan at that time I was doing this. So really, there's no place for him.
You know, it's pretty ironic that Baker was the one that was like when they drafted Daniel Jones, when the Giants drafted Daniel Jones. And I'm not saying Daniel Jones is good, but he was like, you know, Giants probably shouldn't have drafted a guy who's, you know, not really shouldn't have been drafted, yada, yada, yada. Now Daniel Jones has a job, and Baker doesn't, like 2 years later.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
All things even, a good offensive line and both people are healthy. You know, I don't think Baker Mayfield is like head above water above better than Daniel Jones.
No. Listen, any quarterback should have succeeded in Cleveland last year with 2,000 yard backs. They had good receivers. Obviously, you saw Odell could still play when he got to the Rams. They had Landry. They have a couple good tight ends there. Their defense is pretty good. Like, any quarterback should succeed in that situation. So the fact that he couldn't do that tells me that it's probably not going to happen anywhere.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that was the optimal situation for him.
That's like plug and play for a quarterback.
Yeah. Absolutely. So, I mean, Seattle, what do you do? Do you go after Baker, or do you, like, just totally rebuild, trade Metcalf, and just start from scratch?
Yeah. Yeah, it's about time they rebuild. But yeah, that Metcalf, DK, you just made a good point. Jets missed out on Hill, but Metcalf would be a nice. He's a lot younger, bigger, not as fast, but close, right? So,
yeah, like I think he'd be a better fit in New York.
Yeah,
you know,
is I mean, are they still looking to trade him? Is that still something that's going to happen? Or
teams have reached out, but so far they haven't really got anywhere with them. But you know, if Seattle's blown away with an offer, you know, I'd listen. But I doubt that Seattle GM is going to want to deal with Douglas again
The Jets just destroyed that franchise basically with that trade.
That's a good point. Exactly. I didn't think about that.
I don't know if they're ready to make a deal again.
Yeah,
no,
after that.
I didn't think about that shit. Oh well.
But how loaded is the AFC? My God.
Of course, now that the Jets are starting to like kind of do good moves,
even go smaller than that, just go to AFC West. It's a bloodbath over there.
Yeah,
like
unbelievable.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Jets are gonna. It's looking like another. You know, maybe they'll get to how many wins they have this year? Four. Maybe they'll get to six.
Four or five.
Yeah.
Maybe you know what? Though. I'll say this. I watched that that Tom Brady documentary.
Man in the Arena.
Man in the Arena. And every year, like, the teams were all stacked and whatever. And it seems like they're very, they're looking at a micro perspective. Like, look at the division. This is our division. We have to win the division. That's it. And then whatever comes next, you just take care of it. It's like one game at a time. Same thing with the Jets, man. You just got to... I know Buffalo's there, but you got to get better and compete with those guys. You know, Buffalo, Miami, New England. And then, you know, then you just take what's next. It's not like you have to go play Kansas City every week or the Raiders or Chargers or whatnot.
It could turn quick, too.
And the Dolphins don't scare me. Mac Jones doesn't scare me. I feel like the Patriots, they lost a lot of people this offseason, too. Buffalo's Buffalo, but... You know, NFL, so many injuries week by week. It's just...
You're right.
You can't predict the future with the NFL. It's impossible.
You're right.
New England lost Josh McDaniels, right? And they lost some key people that were in their, their GM, the assistant, the director of player personnel went to Las Vegas. And those are big losses, you know, so...
Right. Definitely.
Yeah, I'm not all in on that Doughboy quarterback either. Mac Jones.
No.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, he's all right. He looked all right. Like, they kind of knew him a little bit.
How much better can he get? He is what he is, right? A game manager, and that's what else?
Yeah.
That guy's not bombing.
He's get a little bit smig, a little bit maybe. Yeah, there's really nothing else. What else can he give you? He's not like a huge arm guy. He can't really move.
You guys all said that about Tom Brady after year one.
Yeah, that's true.
This is true. And here he comes, 45 years old.
And then the other exact opposite is, listen, I thought the Giants were going to have to utilize their entire draft for the next, like, 7 years and just draft defense when the Washington Commanders got RG3, right? Like, how amazing did he look?
That's right. Yeah.
And he went straight to shit, so.
Yeah.
You never know.
Never know. You never know. But yeah, NFL offseason's been amazing. We still are, what, a month away from the draft? So.
Oh, yeah.
Can't wait.
Yeah, I'm pretty
pumped.
Did you guys
see, did you guys see the pro day? The pro days? The quarterback pro days?
No.
Willis looked good. Right? Well, is it Wills or Willis?
Willis.
Willis.
Just talk about Willis.
Willis and Kenny Pickett look great too.
The God Pitt, he's gonna be good. I think I like him.
I think he's gonna end up in Pittsburgh,
the hometown team. Is he from Pittsburgh too?
Yeah, he said something at his pro day that I thought was good. He was like, you know, I'm at this pro day and it feels like I'm at the driving range. He's like, it's not really anything, but if there's anything I can show people, they said a weak arm, and I'm showing people that I have a strong arm. And then they said his hands, because the whole knock on him was the small hands, and he said his hands grew a quarter of an inch. He's like, yeah. I've been doing some stretching. I guess that's working out.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so he looked good.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be interesting with the Steelers, too.
He's the guy who did the fake slide, right, in the bowl game?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And then what else? Trubisky. I don't know. Like, I think that's a good fit. Kind of low-key good fit.
Yeah. I don't know. They're definitely going to draft.
I guess right now he's their starter, right?
Yeah.
What about Baker there? Nah, that would never happen.
Nah. Because they gave Mitch like a decent amount of money, I think.
Yeah. Which is odd. But, you know, maybe they think they could, you know, Tomlin thinks he could turn him around. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? They got a good pedigree over there.
Yeah, definitely.
So, what else, guys?
What do you think? Aaron Rodgers is feeling after signing his contract and his boy.
I know. Yeah,
dude, that's partly his fault. He knew the entire time, and I'm under the impression that because Aaron Rodgers is the prick that he is, Devontae Adams didn't want to be there, and he always wanted to go play with Derek Carr, and he's like, wait, I can get all this money and go play with the guy that I'm friends with that, you know, I love. I'm out of here. See you later.
First love, yeah. I saw a commercial this morning with Devontae Adams in a Packers jersey still. It's like, what's going on here? It was like on ESPN. Like, they forgot to...
Yeah, that's one you might want to update that one.
Yeah,
you
might want to update really, or pull that one.
Really, Aaron Rodgers is selfish as fuck, right? So all the attention had to be on him, right? The whole year about this is the Packers' last dance, right? And then he comes back and then signs this $200 million deal. If he was going to stay, why didn't he go to the table and said, listen, you got to get both of us. Both of us need to be back. We need to have another run. But instead, he chokes every year at Lambeau. Fuck Aaron Rodgers.
Dude, wow. You really do not like him.
So they get a first back for Adams, right? They get a first-round pick?
Yeah.
So they got two firsts.
A mid-round.
Potentially, that's two receivers right there.
Yeah.
They wanted to go that route.
They definitely need to go. I bet he's pushing for that, too. Like, he's, like, you know, putting a gun to their head. I need receivers with both those picks. So,
the Packers also don't have their shit together. So now that like whole Julian Love trade, like what was that? Like we still don't know if that guy's any good or not. It was just a wasted pick.
Right.
I guess right now their number one receiver is Lazard.
Because I think Scalding? How do you say? Vontaze Scalding?
He's that guy, Vontaze Scantling or whatever.
Yeah, he stinks, that guy. They're going to have to. Maybe they sign Julio Jones or like Landry.
I can see Landry.
They'll be fine, though. Whoever they decide to put there with him, he's gonna elevate them big time. So,
yeah, that division kind of stinks, too.
Oh, it's brutal. Yeah, who's the favorite there? Still the Packers?
I guess it's still got to be Green Bay, yeah.
They'll get home field. They'll play a cold playoff game in Lambeau, and he'll lose again.
Chicago going to make a step up this year?
Vikings will be, 8-9. Something like that. 9-8.
Shout out to Kirk Cousins, who made over $200 million in his career after that last extension he got.
Unbelievable.
You know, he's good. He's pretty good.
Ah, oh, fuck him.
You liked it?
No, he is pretty good. He's just...
Mediocre.
I don't think he's ever going to take. I don't think he's going to ever. Yeah, take you over.
Mediocre. Yeah. Yeah.
So who won all these trades? Who's the team that got the best?
Because
there's a lot.
I actually really like what the Chargers did.
Khalil
going out and get Khalil Mack. Right, putting him opposite Bosa. Yeah, maybe it's defense.
It's pretty scary.
Yeah, so I think that's pretty scary. Now they got a really big time pass rush to go with Herbert and that offense that was pretty unstoppable last year. So
and
I'll go with the Chargers as a winner.
They got that cornerback too from the Patriots, Jackson.
Yeah, he's the top corner. They got a corner also.
Yeah, I agree with that. They needed that. They needed defense. Chargers.
Bleeding. Yeah.
Torn, what do you think? Jets?
A death. Nah. The Jets, I think they are still like they're gonna I feel like that shocked me today that they got aggressive. You know? Cause I thought they were being pussies and conservative. You know what I mean? So I feel like there is something they're still gonna do before this draft. Something big. I can feel it.
Yeah.
I don't know who's out there that they're, you know, be targeting, but I just have a feeling, you know? Like, what receiver?
Well, they got a lot of ammo. They have a ton of picks. They have a ton of money.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
So they're definitely, they'll do something.
I think they'll do
something.
I mean,
who saw this coming? Like, this came out of nowhere.
I was like, whoa. Like, I had a pretty busy day. Like, and I saw that. I was like, whoa. Stop all the presses, you know?
Yeah, it was wild.
Yeah, my first thought when I saw it was why are those the teams? Why is he going to leave Pat Mahomes? To go play with either Tua or Zach Wilson. I didn't get that.
I knew it was going to be Miami, though. Tyreek Hill, like, I just thought of that show Ballers, and I'm like, oh, Tyreek Hill would, like, be on that show. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, definitely.
These guys, they want to live in Miami. Like, who doesn't, you know? So, if you have money, too, like, and you're in Miami, like, amazing. So, you know, it's better than living in Morristown, you know?
Do you think like a lot of other teams reached out about him? Like, you would think there's some contenders who, like, why wouldn't they go all in for Tyreek? You know,
I know.
It comes down to money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? It's weird that only two teams, I mean, I'm sure other teams were in play, but maybe those were just the top two contenders.
Yeah, I mean, a guy like him is such a game changer. Like, I'm looking at the Chiefs now, and I'm like, what's that offense? I obviously Mahomes is awesome, but what's that offense going to look like without you know Tyreek Hill? You don't have to have the two safeties so deep.
They got Juju, and they still got Kelsey. Yeah, we'll see.
It's gonna be a wild year, NFL draft. Was it a month? No.
Yeah, it's a month away. Yeah, a month away.
We have a crazy couple of weeks. We got the Final Four. We got WrestleMania, two-night event. We got the Masters. We got the NFL Draft, and we're kicking off NBA playoffs. I mean, everyone. Yeah. Oh, and that I didn't even mention, you know, the caveman sport, baseball. So everyone, hold on to your butts.
Yeah. But it's gonna be pretty popping spring. Usually the fall is like my favorite time, like October.
Yeah.
But right now, it's looking like April is gonna be just as good. So we'll see.
Sure.
We'll see. Absolutely. All right. Anything else, guys? Brittany Griner. How about the Brittany Griner story? Pretty crazy.
Is she still
in Russia?
Yeah, Russia.
Yeah, she's still there.
Yeah, she could.
In Russia, good luck, Brittany. Not for you.
I warned you. Yeah, 10 years. She's facing. She had like a fucking vape pen, like ridiculous.
For what oil? Like
yeah,
she had oil. Right?
Yeah, she had like a cartridge, like.
Oh man.
My god.
Yeah, I guess so. I didn't realize this WNBA players, because they don't get paid a lot in WNBA, they play overseas in the off season. So she's been playing in Russia for like 7 years.
She probably lost like a big gambler a bunch of money, and he had her pop for something, or you know.
Or I heard someone saying, you know, someone ratted her out. Like I think she's been like doing this for years, like traveling with like carts, and someone ratted her out. and they're gonna make her like a martyr almost, like because she's because she's in Russia, you know. They make it like a big story, like, oh, we gotta get Britney out, like, you know. I don't know. I
mean, you guys ever see that movie Broken Down Palace with Claire Danes?
No, but no. I know what you're talking about. She like gets captive. Yeah,
like, it's like two friends that get put in jail in Thailand for carrying like some pot and stuff like that.
Yes,
it's pretty wild. I wonder if that's like a similar situation.
It seems like it, right? I mean, it's
It didn't look like jail is going to be fun.
Yeah,
overseas,
no.
But I mean, she's like 6'10", so
no.
Yeah,
that might help a little bit.
Yeah, and that Russia.
What, do these women players? Do they play year round in like all different countries? Because they don't really make money here. So
yeah, I just said that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, because because they don't make a lot of money in WNBA. All of them play overseas in the off season. So,
but like all year round, you think? Yeah.
I don't know, because how long is the WNBA season? It's just a few months, right?
I feel like 3 months, maybe.
Yeah, so maybe three months overseas. Four. So they're playing like 6 months, probably.
Yeah,
maybe longer.
I know Taurasi was making like $1 million or something overseas.
Yeah,
she was making good
which
money.
Like didn't sniff like what the WNBA was paying her. I think which was like. I think it was under 100.
Ugh.
Right.
Yeah. That's tough. You know, that kind of sucks that, you know, like the Liberty, they don't even play at the Garden anymore, right? They play at the Clays now, I think.
Yes. Yeah.
So what's next? They're going to have them at, you know, Felix Festa.
I saw ESPN actually starting WNBA Fantasy League.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they announced that today. I don't know, that might draw some interest, right? Like, to help, you know? Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, people love fantasy. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, that is something.
Yeah, something to do over the summer, right? Because they play over the summer, right? So it's only baseball and WNBA.
Yeah,
why not?
Do you know anybody that bets on WNBA?
No.
So people that bet on WNBA, they think they have like they found like the glitch in the Matrix.
The edge.
Anybody
talked
to that bet WNBA, they was like, "Oh, I figured this out. Vegas does know how to make their line." Ugh. You know, because nobody really watches these games. I don't know, man. I don't know.
Now I'm going to be tempted.
I would think, you know, I used to think that too about like these like low major college basketball games, but I feel like the bookies, they pay more attention to those games because
North Texas,
North
Texas is always being bet. I don't know why. That's like a one that always sticks in my head.
It's my squad.
Yeah, those games might be the most likely to be where somebody's maybe somebody's missing a three on purpose at the end or something like that.
Exactly. Yeah.
You never know. Never know. We gotta talk about Winning Time, Juice. Did you watch it yet?
No, but I did watch the last episode of Billions.
Oh, God. I'm not caught up on Billions at all.
I didn't catch up the last one.
Jesus. I'm way behind.
What, the finale, Juice, you watched, you said?
No, I don't think it was the finale. I think there's still a couple more.
Yeah, I think we got one or two more.
Okay.
I'm way behind on Billions.
It's actually been pretty good.
Yeah. I was telling Adam when I last saw him that, I think when I last saw him that, it's good, but Copeman... He's a little corny. He lays it on.
Oh, God, so corny. The fucking references are just so cringe. It's like no one talks like this. Like,
yeah, the dialogue is out of control.
Yeah, it's so OD. But I will say, I've watched three episodes of Super Pumped, and he was the writer on that show. I think it's a lot better, the dialogue. It's not like cringe with all the references and stuff. I think Super Pumped's really good. I'm liking it.
All right, maybe I got to give it another shot.
Yeah.
You got it. Yeah, it picked up a lot.
Yeah, third episode was really good.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm liking it so far. It's interesting.
So. And I want to see his like downfall. I'm sure that would be crazy.
Oh, yeah.
All that happened.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. There's like another Silicon Valley show with Anne Hathaway and Jared Leto about...
WeWork,
yeah. It's like, how many of these fucking like... Silicon Valley shows that we need.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's like, oh,
yeah. Yeah, I read the WeWork book. That's going to be really good.
Oh, like you did?
Yeah.
Read the book?
The Cult of We. Yeah, it's really good.
That's the show's going to
be great. That guy's a total nut job.
Is he? They're all nut jobs. Yeah. All these tech valley, all these tech people are nuts. But Winning Time. Adam, are you watching Winning Time?
Yeah, spoiler alert. for Josh, but how about HBO show Magic Johnson eating Suboxone in the last episode?
I had a feeling he might, you know, that's not really a spoiler. I had a feeling he might have dabbled in his career.
He has AIDS.
Of course he did. Yeah.
Yes. HBO just has to flex that, don't they? Like every show they have. It's
absolutely.
Like, how can we show that we're on HBO and we're not on TNT? Let's just drop this in there.
I can't wait till we see Kurt Rambis' dick. It's going to be awesome.
I will say, Adrian Brody is Pat Riley. Perfecto.
Yeah,
like, yes.
Oh, agreed. My God. Yeah. It was like perfect casting. Perfect casting.
He's like a deep method actor, right?
Yeah, he's a good actor, Adrian Brody.
I wondered if he was just like hanging around Riley for like 3 months.
Maybe. Briley doesn't really let a lot of people in, so I don't know.
Oh, that's true, too.
I don't know. That's true. But they nailed it, because I've read now two books that really wrote a lot, you know, talked a lot about Riley. Showtime, the one that's Winning Time's based off.
The next book.
And Blood in the Garden, yeah, they cover him extensively. So everything in that third episode of Winning Time was, like, right on. Like, his pops was, like, a, you know, failed baseball player and, you know... the whole thing there was right, you know, him walking on the beach, like, what do I do with my life? Like, that was all true.
Yeah.
So, but obviously it changed. Like,
was that like when he was on the beach? Was that right after he retired? Like a couple of years after?
Yeah. Cause he was like whatever in the NBA, you know, he was just like a seventh or eighth man barely. And then, he didn't know what he wanted to do. And like announcing for the NBA, that was like, what? Unless you were, you know, Marv Albert or Chick Hearn. You know, you were just like, it wasn't like the greatest gig, I guess. So, but obviously we see how that changes. So, but yeah, I think it's, you know, very entertaining show. I'm loving it. Juice, get on it.
Yeah,
it is good. It is really good.
I had no idea about, I don't want to say too much. Jerry Tarkanian.
Oh yeah.
Oh man. That whole storyline was great.
Yeah.
I had no idea. Then the mob guys were pretty much like, nah, you're not leaving.
you're not leaving. Yeah,
leaving. That was good.
Yeah, Tark was very plugged in the Vegas mob scene, especially then the '70s.
I really like the Jerry West character too.
he's
great.
Fucking nut job. Probably
a little nut job.
Probably a little exaggerated, but he's definitely got a reputation. I mean, he was just, you know, struggled a lot with, you know. Everything.
It's like a basket case.
Yeah, it's just a complete basket case. So, really fun show. So,
Juice, happy birthday!
Oh yeah, happy
happy birthday,
happy belated. Yeah,
thanks.
So, all right, guys, we should go.
Take care.
Comb your hair.
Fuck Aaron Rodgers.
See ya.
You're welcome. You're welcome.